And joining us this morning, the Evergreen Chambers Executive Director, Connie McCubbins.
Well, good morning, guys.
Hi, good morning. Connie. You have been a busy lady here last few weeks.
I have been, and it's fun. Yeah, I enjoy it.
That's what you're after, isn't it?
That's what I'm after. We got a lot going on in Evergreen.
And we're going to cut a few ribbons.
We are, starting tomorrow, actually, True Brothers Cafe. We're going to do a ribbon cutting.
All right.
Okay, yeah. I've been there. So this is kind of like formally grand opening time?
It is. It is. Okay. So 1:30 tomorrow afternoon, right in front of the Two Brothers Cafe. And both of the boys are going to be there. The two brothers are actually going to be there.
Okay. See, now, one of them was there when I was there. I said, are you one of the brothers? He said, yeah. And I said, where's the other one? He says, well, he's in school.
School. Right. Right. Yeah. Very nice family restaurant. So if you haven't been there, you need to try Two Brothers Cafe.
Yeah. Sounds like fun. Yeah. All right. And it seems like, what was it, last week you had a couple?
We did. We actually went and had a rescue dog. That's we were out rescue dog,
hot
yes.
Hot dog.
Hot dog. Yeah. Yeah, they gave away free rescue dog combos for a year to the first 100 people. I got one.
All right.
Now, this is a restaurant?
It is.
Rescue dog.
Yeah. Rescue dog franchise, yes. It used to be a mobile vendor. Now they actually have brick and mortar out there south of Kalispell.
Okay, where is it located?
It is in the old Burger King.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in Evergreen, the old Burger King.
No, south of town.
Yes. The Denny Reberg Burger.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Yeah, south of town. So,
okay.
And they've really put a lot of work into there. It looks very nice.
Rescue dog, hot dogs and chili dogs and stuff like that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And then some of their... proceeds go to the Humane Society and the Animal Shelter.
Oh, that's nice.
Uh-huh.
A lot of dog lovers in Kalispell.
There are. Mm-hmm.
So this Thursday, we're going to do an Energizer.
We are at Glacier Bank in Evergreen, 5 to 6:30 in the evening, and everybody's invited to that. And Jesse from the bank has put a lot of work and time into this, so there will be... gift drawings, door prizes, there'll be goodies, there'll be some adult beverages, some appetizers. So, Glacier Bank, and again, everybody's invited to this.
Okay, that's Thursday this week.
Yes.
And Glacier, they're on Highway 2.
They are. They're right across the highway from the school.
Oh, yeah. I knew I recognized
it. Right across from the school.
I bank at Glacier, but I haven't gone to that branch.
Right.
Well,
Yeah.
So, the next thing is Tractor Supply.
Tractor Supply.
I see the sign is up, so something must be cooking here.
It's a cooking. So actually, on Friday, September 29th, we're going to have what we call our high noon educational luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
And the supervisor / manager of Tractor Supply will be there. It's going to give us an update on what's going on. They hope to have a soft opening the end of this week and grand opening probably about the first week in October.
Okay.
But they're getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
Yeah. What about the other businesses that are going to be in that
building? You know, there's going to be two other businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just waiting to get the word. But yes, they're working on the second one already, and I have no word what the third one will be. But it's such a nice addition to that corner.
Yeah.
You know, you put that and you put Two Brothers Buffet and you put City Brew Coffee and then you put Snappies.
And Rescue Dog is right. No, they're south of town.
They're south of town.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you're kind of filling up all those empty buildings.
We are. And it's so nice. Oh, it's so nice to see that happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the high noon luncheon. That's also in a kind of a little educational opportunity.
Well, it is. Too. We're actually going to have the Evergreen Chamber of Commerce Economic and Community Development Committee will be there, and they're going to talk about what's new and happening in Evergreen, because we do have a lot of things going on behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. So they're just going to do an update on it. We actually have a meeting this afternoon with Economic Community Development, and... like I said, there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes in Evergreen, just to kind of let people know what's happening. So that's going to be Friday, September 29th. We open the doors at 11:30. Lunch is served at noon, and it'll be Water's Edge Winery and Bistro will be doing the catering.
Mm-hmm.
Valley Bank is sponsoring this luncheon, which we really appreciate that. And then at noon, the presentation begins.
So this is going to be at...
Snappy's Event Center.
Snappy's, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. That's, you know, they've really got a lot of, if you haven't been back there at Snappy's, they've got a lot of classrooms and rooms and things like that for just these sort of events.
So I was having lunch at, if you haven't been behind Snappy's, they have a courtyard that is awesome, and they have fish pond, a huge fish pond. So last week I was actually out there having my lunch, and one of the Osprey flew down and grabbed a fish and took off. If you have children or grandchildren, even great grandchildren, take them to that back there and see, feed the fish. You can feed the fish.
Yeah, used to be able to fish.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And that was fun. Of course, they had a lot of folks there to help little kids put the worms on.
Yeah,
it was great. Okay, so the next thing is Halloween.
Yeah, you know, we're going to do the Trunk or Treat again this year, and we always partner with the Flathead County Sheriff's Posse. Mm-hmm. I think we've been doing this about 6 years now. It will be at the Boys and Girls Club, so out on Evergreen off of East Evergreen Drive. And it's going to be on Saturday, October 28th, noon until 3 p.m., so we're going to dress up our cars, you know, get into the Halloween spirit there. And then also the First Interstate Bank is doing a candy drive. So anyone who wants to donate candy, all you have to do is take it to the First Interstate branch in Evergreen, right on the highway, and donate that. We really appreciate it. We have thousands of kids that come to this. This is quite the event.
Wow. Trunk or treat.
Trunk or treat, yes.
So it's not truck or treat, it's trunk.
Trunk of the cars, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
And you know, we also have a lot of first responders there, and the alert lands for the kids to see.
Oh, terrific.
Well, I was excited every time I see the alert land.
Yeah, as long as they're not coming for me.
Exactly.
I don't want to be in that position.
So it's quite an event. It has really grown.
All right. Well, you guys just keep things rolling, don't you?
We do. That's what we're all about.
Evergreen is cooking.
Evergreen is for everyone is what we like to say.
And you say there's a lot going on in Evergreen.
Mm-hmm.
Or what's that line? You use it every time you come in.
I say, welcome to our neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or Evergreen is for everyone. Those are our, you know, we want to welcome everyone.
All right. So,
that all works.
It does. Yeah. It does.
Thanks, Connie.
All right, Connie.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
You too.